Continue the shiur in Sichei Saran, Seif Kuf Ayin Zayin, paragraph 177. Nosazal tells Benazal's Sicha, Benazal's words to one of his Talmidim. Benazal encouraged very strongly this Talmud. Of course, it was reported to posterity. These words are reported then and recorded by the Nosazal in the Sicha Yisaran. Benazal's words encouraging the Talmud and encouraging all future Talmidim to be always besimcha. Always besimcha despite the difficulties, despite the weather, despite any setbacks. Always be besimcha. Benazal said it is only fitting to be besimcha. To be happy about what? Be happy with Hashem. Now, of course, a person could say, yes, who understands the greatness of Hashem? Who can understand Hashem to know to be happy with Hashem? And I said, trust me, because I understand Hashem to a great enough degree, and therefore, trusting the Benazol can be very happy with Hashem. In addition, Rabbi Nadal said to this Talmud, to his Talmidim, it is also very fitting for you to be happy with me, or about me, to be overjoyed, elated, that you were zeche to have a Rebbe like myself. This Rabbi Nadal said to this Talmud. It's something that we have to think very deeply about, take very much to heart. Because Rabbi Nadal said it to a Talmud, to his Talmud. A Talmud means not one who sought Abinazal then, but one who is a Talmud of Abinazal, even today, or in future generations. So anybody today who feels that he is close to Abinazal, that he is a Talmud of Abinazal, should be overjoyed that we are zeche, we, let's hope that we are all included, we are zeche to have Rabbi Nazal for our Rebbe. Rabbi Nazal said, this is something to be very happy about. It means that this should be uppermost, the greatest, or one of the greatest items of simcha in the heart and mind of a Jew who is zeche to that. This we must take to heart every day. Ever a person, chas v'sholom, feels depressed, ever, chas v'sholom, he has some kind of atzvus or worry, and he wants to get out of this depressed feeling, stop and think for a second. Abinazal is my Rebbe. And that should send a thrill of joy, a joyous feeling coursing through every one of his veins and arteries, whose mind and heart, Abinazal is my Rebbe. I am a Talmud of Abinazal. And therefore, again, we say that if a person is not the simcha, there is something missing. He cannot really claim to be a Talmud of Rabbi Nazal. He cannot really be a Breslover. He can't, because if a person is truly a Breslover, he should be filled with simcha always. Just that thought alone. I'm lucky I'm a Breslover. Same simcha as a person should say, how fortunate that I was created a Jew. Shoya Sani Gai. Through a miracle, through an act of Hashem, Hashem's will, I was created a Jew rather than Chas v'Shalom being created a Goy. Or a person could have been created for all purposes. He could have been walking around as a horse. And there might be going a horse, not for the act of kindness of heaven, might be an animal. See these animals walking the streets? 2-footed animals, 4-footed animals, or 6-footed insects. Oh no, you might be crawling under a kitchen sink. And then, through this miracle, we created human, not only human, but a Jew. That's something to be very happy about. Also, not only that, but the fact that we are fortunate enough to be a Talmud of Benazal, rest of it. So it is certainly an absolute crime a part of any person to ever be atzvus. There's no bigger crime than that. Therefore, the Benazal calls that a poisonous bite of the original serpent. The bite of the serpent is, the nachash is atzva sadness. This Abinazal said to, this Talmud Abinazal said too, that sometimes a person finds it difficult to be happy, to get into a happy frame of mind. He said, do something even that is not a davar shebikdusha, something that's holy. Go into a happy frame of mind. Wow, I just learned the tasteless, or I'm going to sit down and learn the Blat Gemara. Some people don't find too much to be happy about because they'd rather be outside playing ball. So in that case, then think of your favorite team winning a game. Let that bring you into Simcha. You're in Simcha, then sit down and learn the Blat Gemara. That should lead you into the Simcha of Ruchnius. But no matter what it is, do something to get into Simcha. Even if it's something physical, something gashmius, not the davar shebikdusha, davar chol, the tachlis is to get into Simcha. This fits in with Abinazal's words, it is to get into a mitzvah, you do anything. This is called a mitzvah gedela. There's a very great mitzvah to be besimcha, tamid, always, always be besimcha.